Welcome to Cardslingers, coming to you coast to coast.
Hi, I'm Jamie Elford from Portland, Oregon, representing the West Coast.
I'm Melissa Sonova, speaking to you from the Midwest here in St. Louis.
And I'm Hillary, the New Yorker.
We're going to talk about what we like about the cards.
And what we don't like.
What we're learning.
And what we're teaching.
It's all about slinging them cards.
Don't everyone talk at once, you know, once we start recording. But
well, we're talking about the world card, but we're also talking about value, like the value you would put on something. I had someone offer to buy my favorite tarot deck, and I was like, the audacity. And it, because to me, like, I paid, I don't know, $30 10 years ago for this deck. And it's literally priceless to me. If something happened to it, I would be devastated. But to this person, it was worth $60, apparently, because that's what they offered. So it's, you know, it's about value. It's about what side of the portal you're on. And when you look at the Rider-Waite-Smith world card, which is what we're talking about today, she herself is a portal. She's stepping through a portal. What was on one side is finished and dead and gone. She's shedding that and walking through to a brand new world where she becomes the fool again. So, mm-hmm. But from one end, she's wise and graduated and liberated. And then from the other end, she's a silly fool who doesn't know her ass from a hole in the ground. So it depends on which way you're going, doesn't it? On which side of the portal you're on, which direction you're headed.
I like that.
Nice dissolve.
Hey, sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. All right.
I've been watching ER a lot, so I've got my pacing down really well. I can cry in Spanish if you want me to.
Sure.
Have you been watching ER in Spanish?
No, we finished the whole thing. But one of the captions one time was cries in Spanish. And where I was like,
oh. God, I love captions. Because, you know, I'm with me being deaf in one ear and not having the ability to have that in like movie theaters or, you know, growing up, it's the best thing in the world for two reasons. One, I can finally stop asking people, what did they say? Mm-hmm. I you know, what was that last word? To now, you know, being able to kind of get it. And the second thing I love about captions is that especially when you're watching foreign films that are dubbed in English, mm-hmm. you can see it's like one of the two don't sync up. So sometimes you get this weird caption for what's being dubbed or vice versa, where it's just, yeah, it's
one of my fun. Favorite things, if you get the chance, because I love French, is to watch Beauty and the Beast live, and you watch it with French subtitles, and just like seeing the story, like, because I'm studying French, so I can make out some of the subtitles, but seeing them against the soundtrack of English is really cool, or whatever your language is. It's neat.
Nice.
I'm such a nerd. Awesome.
I think we're all nerds.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you know, learning new languages is portals. You know, I love this idea of the world card as a portal, because, you know, and it is the release. It is the end. It's the, hey, look, you've done the thing, you know, now you can start over with a new thing or in deepening the thing and it's, you know, as somebody that writes portal fiction, you know, the idea of going to other places or like wanting to open up a book and put my hand on it and go through to that other world because, well, this reality is kind of questionable on good days. You know, it's such a comforting, at least for me, it's such a comforting thing. And like, as world card is also one of my birth cards, to me, it's all about looking outward, where, you know, you do have that ability to kind of step out and re-envision yourself. So I adore that.
You wanted to hear something really, really weird. And I know Melissa's not a fan of Oracle decks. If you can't hear her eyes rolling any harder on the podcast, but I was just doing this. I mean, I'm at an in-between right now because I'm in between tarot decks for decks of the month. And so I'm using an oracle deck in this in-between time. And the card that I pulled today was, in fact, the portal card from Rebecca Campbell's deck. Nice. The Starseed, Oracle. So the fact that you said portal and we did not talk about this before we started recording, and then I pulled that card previous to the recording, mm-hmm. and we're talking about the world card. It's just like, what? No.
And yet,
it's like we're psychic.
Yeah. And yet, you nerds wanted me to start out by saying, you know, fuckle sticks, because I had, you know, dropped a whole bunch.
Just like, you need to document it.
Yes, we need to document fuckle sticks. So
let's look at the, is the world card also as a portal for birth? Because it's shaped like a vagina. And the portal is in the, all right, let's just say the word, say it. The fact that it's, you know, from birth to death, what is that song, Closing Time? Some other beginning is every beginning is some other beginning's end. That thing. That's what it is. Is you have to grieve the past while looking forward to the future. It's a massive transition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you leave your skin behind and you're just a bleeding stack of bones when you get to the other side of the portal. Sometimes it's hard.
There's some of my clients that really don't like the world card when it comes up when I'm reading for them, because I'm just like, okay, here's the world card. It's just like, it's a card of completion. And it's just like, this cycle is completing and you have to. And sometimes when the world card comes up reversed, I'm just like, oh, what lessons are you not integrating right now? Because they're just like, I want to end this situation. I want to transition to the next thing. I want to step through the portal. But I can't for some reason. And I'm just like, okay, well, if this card is coming up, it's an indication that it's just like something needs to be resolved. Something needs to be integrated, especially when they have this pattern that they can't seem to shake or break. And I'm just like, it's because you're repeating the pattern because you haven't learned the lesson.
Well, and on the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, you know, we have the laurel wreath, but it looks very much like an Ouroboros. You know, where you have the snake chasing its tail, and you know, even though it's still fruit or you know wheat, you know, of the land, which is, you know, also terra firma. You know, we tend to go in cycles sometimes where if we don't learn the lesson, we're doomed to repeat it. Of course, you know, that sort of thing.
And it becomes that scene in one of the Avengers where Doctor Strange just throws a portal at Loki because he's being bad. And you just get to go back to the start point. You have to start over. Like Mario in the 90s.
Yeah.
lots of different pop culture references in this episode, I think. Methinks.
How many can you count? Dang. Yeah, I mean, the world card is, you know, it's a fun one, though, because like I said, you know, for me, it took me years to really understand how this related into my life, where, you know, having that number 21 as, you know, the first of my two birth cards. And, you know, when you reduce it down to three, you get the Empress. And for me, she's all about creativity, you know, and abundance. Yeah. And I kind of eschew the pregnancy thing, although the pregnancy thing could be like, you're pregnant with ideas, but you know, for me, she's all about creating, you know, like, and I know that's also like creating life, but for me, it's the ideas, it's the passion projects, it's the things. And when we fast forward through all the steps that it takes to like birth a book, which all three of us had done, or birth a deck, you know, when you get to the world, that's releasing it. That's publishing. You know, like when my book came out, I would jokingly tell everybody, you know, because I used to be published in books with other people and I could always be like, well, this book sucks. It's because of, you know, so-and-so. But now when my book comes out,
it's like, obviously.
Yeah. You know, now that, you know, with Tarot Inspired Life, it's like, well, if it bombs, it's only because of me. Yeah. You know, but, you know, I only have me to blame. It is. It's a terrifying feeling when it first comes out. But after it ages a little bit, you're like, well, it's not for everyone. You know, the world, that's the other cool thing about the world is all the four critters on the card. It's like, you know, you can pick your path or pick your guardian, you know, pick your guide, because it's not going to be the same for everyone. And just that idea of giving back, you know, you create and then you give back. And then do the damn thing over and over again.
In the Shadowscapes deck with Chris Walder, or no, that Stephanie did, The world is holding this globe, this perfect orb. And I just think every time I see it, that the next step, she's going to toss it over her shoulder and let it shatter, you know, and then move on to the next thing. Like every time I see it, I'm like, she's going to whoopsie with that and she'll be done with it. It got too heavy, too big, too decorated, too heavy, too whatever. Yeah. So the world forced you to drop it, let it go where it will. And then you have to start creating something new.
Wow, I like that. I'm changing my card. I'm changing my favorite. No, I'm kidding.
I love that. You know, there's two things we can count on in this podcast. Number one, Hillary going, "Ooh, that's a better card. I should have picked that." And every time an episode comes out, we get that text that says, "This is my favorite one. This is my favorite episode ever. I love this one." And so it's always fun to see, you know, and of course your laugh, because it's just infectious. So,
well, I mean, I have to credit,
count on that.
Friend of the podcast, Courtney Weber, who is a fantastic tarot reader in her own right. And wrote the amazing Tarot for One, The Art of Reading for Yourself, yes. Which is like super, super recommended, because like there's a lot of tarot readers out there that it's just like, oh yeah, I can read for other people, but I can't read for myself. And it's just like, I call bullshit on that one. And here's a book that I recommend so that you can get better at reading for yourself. But Courtney was our high priestess for one of my former covens. And I think I credit her for like me saying, oh, this is my favorite episode ever, because she would say that for every Sabbat. Every Sabbath, just like, you know, I know I say this all the time, but this is my favorite Sabbath. No, I take it back. This is my favorite Sabbath. So like, shout out to Courtney. Yay, I kind of inherited that, Courtney, for the podcast.
And you can purchase her book, Tarot for One, where all fine tarot books are blah, blah, blah. Go get it.
Cha-ching.
As well as our bookshop link.
Yes, mm-hmm. Our bookshop link. And also she has a fantastic podcast of her own that she does with two other people, That Witch Life. So you may want to check that podcast out.
It's really good.
It is really good. It's real intense. It's real good. Like we try and keep ours more bite-sized and keep it down to a half an hour. But hers is more in depth, and I love it. I love it for that, but also, ooh, like I have to sit down with like five cups of tea to be able to get through one episode.
It is a five cover,
a five cupper episode. So, do we want to talk a little bit about our favorite world cards? I'm not changing my answer. I'm not.
Okay, I can.
Yeah, I promise. Let's do it. Yeah,
we made up this game. We can change the rules if we want to.
Exactly.
Heck yeah. In the middle of the podcast season, even, because that's how we roll.
Yeah, it's
Jamie, like, yours is really is really super pretty. Can you tell me why?
Sure. So
I love yours.
I grabbed my tarot bag, and I forgot my tarot bag was holding up a bunch of books. So that's when fuckle sticks came into my head. And that's what I said when I came back to the mic after I grabbed it. But I reached into that bag and pulled one of the decks. Basically, the bag is just like my favorites or my currently working decks. Mm-hmm. And so I have to credit Lisa Popez for turning me onto this deck, because I originally wasn't going to back it, because I didn't get it on Kickstarter. And I really didn't understand it until a certain phrase was said. So the deck is the Tarot of Oneness by Robin Voisely, or Boise, Boisey. And when she got it and she introduced it, she called it the first person tarot. Like, this is the deck that you would use if you were like looking out or down, you know. It's kind of like the selfie tarot in a way, but it's not like pictures or anything. It is true artwork, and it's lovely. And Robin made a mini deck, and I love mini decks. So I have the mini deck. The link, of course, will be in our show notes, and you can get it on their Etsy store. And it's edged in like this cool like orange color and stuff. And the backs kind of have this rainbow, almost a portal on the back of them. So, you know, I love it. But the world card has a bunch of monarch butterflies from close perspective going all the way up, like into the sky further away. So they're mm-hmm. bigger up front, but going, you know, away as if you're releasing them. And I've seen this in like weddings and stuff where, you know, people will release, you know, butterflies or birds or, you know, bugs, you know, ladybugs or something out into the world. And they, you know, kind of make this path, right? And so what I like about this is you are that first person, and this is what you're seeing straight out, you know, into the sky. And it's so unique because it's that, you know, for me, butterflies are a symbol of creativity. Mm. And it goes back into giving back into the world. But it also is like there's that this notion of, you know, you're creating life or you're birthing back or you're giving back more monarchs back into the system because they are kind of endangered. So I really, really like that perspective because it's so different. And I know that other decks do use butterflies, like as we were talking about, Shadowscapes kind of does that a lot. And but I just the idea of this first person perspective and the deck, the reason why I have this deck, not only because of that FPS view, first person view, FPS, you know, gamer term, is also because I figure I'm going to use this deck to connect with my guides.
Ooh.
So this, yeah. So this is going to be one of those, you know, again, portal moments for me, you know, being able to connect with guides, get more information about, you know, how straight and narrow am I on the path? Never. I mean, occasionally, but it's also a really pretty, pretty card with that, with the colors. So, who wants to go next?
I think we all chose very unique versions of the world card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is the little baby one. This is, again, this is an independent deck that I backed on Kickstarter. It's the Little Monsters Tarot by Peony Coin Archer. And she doesn't make it anymore. But it's this person wearing a cloak, and I think it's little tiny stars on the cloak. And they're holding what looks like a sun on the inside of them. And it looks like there's a hole right in the middle of them, you know? And I always think about the stars, like stars disappearing into a black hole. You don't know where they're going to go. You know, there was a beginning of that star, and then they met with a black hole. That was the portal. And then who knows what happens next? And so I just kind of like this idea of having a hole in the inside of ourselves that every once in a while we have to send part of us away so we can grow something else. So.
Well, I'm never going to see the world card the same way again. Thanks.
Well, and what I love about that card, you know, about the Little Monsters deck is most of them are also, most of the images are encompassed in an oval or a circle. Mm-hmm. So again, we have this, you know, idea of the portal. And then on the back of the deck, when Melissa kind of flipped it towards us, it's again, another, you know, a starry night kind of portal on the back of the deck. So we are thinking with portals today.
All about them holes.
And upon portals.
Portals all the way down.
Portals all the way down. So I feel like I have been like pushing this deck like really hard within the past 2 months.
No, push it. Push it real good.
Push it real good. So the Witch Sister Tarot. The Witch Sister Tarot deck produced by Llewellyn. Thank you again to Llewellyn for sending me the reviewer box of all the things, which I'm still working through little by little. But the card, the world card in the Witch Sister Tarot is the Kaliok. And hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. Please don't come for me if I'm not. I was always a reader first, as in a book reader first. So I have mispronounced things my entire life because I first saw it in a book.
Me too.
I'm so horrible with it.
And it's the land instead. So it's a renamed card. Traditionally, this card is titled the World, but this card is called the Land, and it's the Kaliok. So it's basically the land is the Great Mother, the land is the world, and the land and its Great Mother, our Great Mother, reflect one another. If we are living fully, we will touch and change the world. And it will do the same for us constantly in tiny ways and sometimes in profound and enormous ways. Because this is the final card in the Major Arcana, she completes this stage of her journey, and her hand is depicted as being pressed to her heart, as if it might burst out of her chest with the vastness of her love for and pride in us, that we're all children, all of our struggles and trials and rejoices in all that we've achieved. Every time we put ourselves out into the world, we are a world wholeheartedly, we become more. So I'll show you guys that. But yeah,
that's amazing.
It's a gorgeous card.
She looks like
card.
My friend Mary.
Amazing.
Mary's
love
awesome.
So much.
Shout out to Mary. Yeah.
Shout Mary out to is the person who told me I should write a book. And Jamie is the one who said, why haven't you written it yet?
And Hillary was like, why did you write that dedication in your book?
Which one?
I think it was your face. I think you might have written the autograph or the signature for my copy of Kitchen Table Tarot with like your face, your mom's face. So sounds about right. I mean,
apparently I sent Madam Adam one with penises all over the Ace of Wands, and I don't remember doing that. So
yeah, I attended StarCon last in January, and they were teaching a class on kind of like social media marketing, and they mentioned, you know, that Melissa's book is great, and that they had sent that Melissa had sent them a copy, and there's like penises all over the ace, and that helped, or all over the wands, and that helped them remember that that active, you know, and you know, energy stuff, and to also not take tarot too seriously. Like some of us, you know, we devote our life to it, but we forget that tarot started as a game. Mm-hmm. And again,
all the time with my students, you know, you got to remember it started as a game, and the divination was created by us, by humans. Yeah. So go on.
Well, we divine things out of anything, you know, anything becomes a divination tool in the right hands of, you know, a person that's got enough creativity.
I count crows in the morning.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Ours come in the afternoon. So yeah, ours come in the afternoon.
A couple of episodes on that. You know, into the mystic. Check out our Into the Mystic episodes for that kind of stuff,
so
including
many
Cootie
links
Catchers
for this one.
And and MASH and But I like that we mentioned about the penises on the wands card, because I think this is, with the world card, we're wrapping up our examination of the tarot cards in depth, at least for the Major Arcana.
The majors.
And I think we are. I think we are going to continue this series. You know, it's a preview. It's a preview into whatever minor arcana suit we want to start with, or the numbers or whatever. But let's not forget the wands are penises.
Yeah. Maybe we should start with that.
I always, you know, if you take it with a grain of salt, you know, this is not rocket science. It doesn't have to be precise. I think that Granny Weatherwax said that one time. It's not going to be perfect, but it's going to be right. It may not be correct, but it's going to be true. And that, like, we might not be correct, but it's absolutely going to be true at some point. This will hold true. And and if you look at that through, like, the eye of the world card, like, even what we do and how we've transitioned from, you know, students to masters, I guess, is that we had to step through this thing where we charged people money for the first time, read for strangers for the first time, had an actual gig where you dressed fancy for the first time, and every single portal that you went to kind of built you up and hurt at the same time. Mm-hmm. Every single one. I did like a benefit gala one time, and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna suck, and they're gonna have me kicked out by really nicely dressed men. Oh no. And I kicked ass. I had three lines at one point. I had two people on either side getting my business card and a line in the middle getting readings. It was amazing. And I was reading like a motherfucker. It was awesome. But I have never been so nervous as before I kicked ass.
Did I ever tell this story where I was at I think I was at a PTA fundraiser, and I was getting a little bit down on myself because I had no line whatsoever. It turns out that people didn't realize that there was another reader around the corner. Mm-hmm. And once they figured that out, I had a line. Mm-hmm. Just like, don't beat yourself up over the things that you might not have a whole perspective on. It could just be that you were placed around the corner and people don't see you yet.
Mm-hmm. Totally. And that happens to all of us. But, you know, like for me, I keep playing with the cards, and that's what I call it. That's what I think, again, going back to like sanctity of tarot and stuff, it's good to, you know, to have the cards and to like have it as a spiritual companion. And yet it's also okay to keep it fresh by playing with them, by using them in different ways, examining them, and also doing other stuff. And I know that this week we had an interesting movie title drop on our laps. They finally got tired of all the Ouija board horror movies and they're moving on to tarot. And I know I'm excited for this movie. And it's
a horror movie. I will not be watching it. I am a chicken.
I won't either.
I know.
Somebody will get decapitated by somebody flinging cards.
Damn it. Because I wanted us to be able to talk about it. But I guess I will have to record maybe a bonus thing at some point after, you know, of my first reactions and impressions of this tarot horror movie.
You know?
Because it's right up my alley and it's silly as fuck.
Yeah, you can totally do that. I couldn't even make it through the TV edited version of Saw without having nightmares for weeks.
I've never seen that, but the whole torture porn, you know, genre of horror, I can't do that. Hostel. I watched Hostel.
I just
Hostel,
need to picture the girl with the hair in her face, and I'm just over it.
Oh, the ring. Right? Is it The Ring or The Grudge? Yeah. I can't remember.
Ring.
I don't
Ring
know.
Ring has the girl coming out through the TV. So if that's the one you're
that's
talking
just,
about,
that's yeah. A, okay. Yeah, the one with the long bangs.
Yeah. But I want to tangent a little
very
bit.
Quickly.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm thinking of poor Kendra. Oh my God,
she crawled through a portal.
Mm-hmm.
She crawls through the long bangs. Everything is a portal.
That's why I'm calling this episode Stepping Through Portals or Thinking with Portals with the World card. But in any case, play with your portals, see where they take you. And, you know, we'll see you next episode.
We are children.
Thank you so much for joining us at Cardslingers Coast to Coast. You can check out more episodes at cardslingerscc.podbeam.com. And please send us your questions at cardslingerscc@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.